Christians say some stupid things sometimes, seriously. Like, God never calls you to do anything that you're not capable of. Really? What planet are they living on, pray tell? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. I remember the day when God called me to proclaim Christ to millions of people. A visiting preacher was in town. There are around 11,000 people in the auditorium. My life was a mess. My hopes and dreams lay shattered on the floor. Yet I looked around at the crowd, and in my heart I said, if only I could tell this many people about Jesus. And clear as a bell, seemingly out of nowhere, he whispered, this is nothing. Think millions. Now that was nuts. It was plain crazy. Was God setting an opportunity before me? And if so, it was an insurmountable opportunity. But it turns out that there's nothing new in any of that. Exodus chapter 33, beginning at verse 12. Moses said to the Lord, see, you have said to me, bring up this people, but you haven't let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you've said, I know you by name, and you have also found favor in my sight. Now look, Lord, if I've found favor in your sight, show me your ways, so that I may know you and find favor in your sight. Consider too, this nation is your people. Moses had no idea how he was going to lead Israel out of Egypt and into the promised land. But then if the opportunities that God sets before us weren't insurmountable, if we were able to do them in our own strength, we wouldn't need him. That's his word fresh for you today. With all my heart, I believe that God through his word is calling us to think big, much bigger than we're prepared to think. And his word, my friend, is alive and active. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org, and when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is freshdevotional.org.